fact, they is growing because of the continued need to provide support for the Watergate people who are going to hold us up for everything they've got.
Right.
And the need for some people to perjure themselves as they get down the road here. If this thing ever blows, and we're in a cover-up situation, I think it'll be extremely damaging to you and the...
The whole concept of administration justice.
That's right.
That's
what really troubles me. For example, what happens if it starts breaking and they do find a criminal case against a Haldeman, a Dean, a Mitchell, an Ehrlichman? That is...
We come down to that. We cannot maybe... We have to shed it from the container.
That's right. I'm coming down to what I really think is that Bob and John Mitchell and I should sit down and spend a day or however long to figure out, one, how this can be carved away from you so it does not damage you or the presidency. Because it just can't. And it's not something, you're not involved in it, and it's something you shouldn't
answer.
I know, sir, it is. Well, I just tell from our conversations that, you know, these are things that you have no knowledge of.
You certainly know.
But it's
let me say, I'm keenly aware of the fact that Colson and all and so forth are doing their best to get information and so forth and so on, but they all do very well and they're supposed to comply with the law.
That's right.
What's interesting is that you think of it really the man, the trigger man was Colson on this.
Well, no, he was one of, he was just in the chain. He helped push the thing.
All the way up and said, you got to get information on the price, even being in the law, but you're. I know why. That was the time of ITT. He was trying to get something going there because ITT, they're bugging us. I mean, they're giving us that
line. Well, I know he used to.
Hunt, go out there. I knew about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. I knew that there was something going on there.
Right.
I didn't know it was hunch.
Right. That's what really troubles me is, you know, one, will this thing not break someday? And the whole thing, the domino situation. You know, I think if it starts crumbling, fingers will be pointing, and Bob will be accused of things he's never heard of, and you're going to have to disprove it, and it'll just get nasty, and it'll be a real, real bad situation. And the person that will be hurt by it most will be you and the presidency. And I just don't think.
First, because I have said that, you know, I'm supposed to check these things.
That's right.
But let's come back and go further. Sure, you have a meeting. But what are your feelings on John Stewart? You know pretty well what they all say. What are your feelings about the options?
I am not confident that we can ride through this. I think there are soft spots.
You used to be.
I felt comfortable for this reason. I've noticed of recent, since the publicity has increased on this thing again with the Gray hearing, that everybody is now starting to watch after their own behind. Everyone's pulling in. They're getting their own counsel. More counsel are getting involved.
Right.
You know, how do I protect my ass?
Well, they're scared.
And that's just, you know, that's bad. We were able to hold it for a long time. Another thing is, you know, my facility now to deal with the multitude of people I've been dealing with has been hampered because of Gray blowing me up into the front page.
Your cover is broken.
That's right. And it was
and we are. So when you really come down to this, what would you do? Let's suppose that you and Haldeman and Ehrlichman and Mitchell say, we can't hold this. What can you say? Put out a complete disclosure, isn't that the best?
Well, one way to do it is to...
That would be my view.
One way to do it is for you to tell the Attorney General that you finally, you know, really this is the first time you're getting all the pieces together.
Ask for another grand jury.
The way it should be done, though, is a way that, for example, I think that we could avoid criminal liability for countless people, and the ones that did get it, it could be minimal. Well, I think just by thinking it all through first as to how, you know, some people could be granted immunity. You know, to come forward. But some people are going to have to go to jail. That's the long and short of it also.
Ooh, sorry about that.
All right. I think I could, for one.
You go to jail?
That's right.
Oh, hell no. I can't see how you can. Well, I can't see how, they should let me say, I can't see how the legal case can be made against you, which I got to come.
It'd be tough, but, you know, I can see people pointing fingers, you know, to get it out of their own, put me in the impossible position, just really too many negatives.
Oh, yeah. Let me say, I can't expect you here, but just looking at a cold lead standpoint, you are a lawyer, you were the counsel, you were doing this, you were doing this counsel, and you were not, you mean what you go to jail on Monday?
The obstruction of justice, that's the only one that bothers me.
Well, I don't know, I think that field can be cut off in half. Maybe the obstruction of justice.
It could be, that's why.
Sometimes it's well given something that they don't want to be pushed.
That's right. I think that with proper coordination with the Department of Justice, Henry Peterson is the only man I know that's bright enough and knowledgeable enough in the criminal laws and the process that could really tell us how this could be put together so it's the maximum to carve it away with a minimum damage to individuals involved. No, I know he doesn't now. I'm talking about somebody who I have over the years grown to have enough faith in. It's possible. He has to put him in a very difficult situation as the head of the criminal division of the United States Department of Justice and the oath of office.
No, you're talking about your Department of Justice role. I don't see it.
I've been a conduit for information on taking care of people out there who are guilty of crimes.
Oh, you mean like the blackmail?
The blackmail, right.
Well, I wonder if that part of it can be. I wonder if that doesn't, I mean, but frankly, wonder if that doesn't have to continue. Let me put it this way. Let us suppose that you get. And you got the proper way to handle it, and you can hold that side.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me that would be worthwhile. Now, yeah,
well, that, yeah,
you
have
a problem. Here you have a problem. It's clemency.
That's right. And you're going to have the clemency problem for the others. They all would expect to be out. And that may put you in a position. It's untenable at some point. You know, the Watergate hearing is just over. Hunt now demanding clemency, or he's going to blow. And politically, it'd be impossible for you to do it, you know, after everybody. I'm not sure that you'll ever be able to deliver on the clemency. It may be just too hot.
You can't deliver
on
the 74 election, that's for sure. But even then, your point is, if you're even then, you can do it.
That's right. It may further involve you in a way you shouldn't be involved in.
No, it's wrong, that's for sure.
Well, there have been some bad judgments made. There have been some necessary judgments made.
Before the election.
And in a way, there have been necessary ones, you know, before the election. There was no way but to burden the second administration with something that's not going to go away.
No, it isn't.
It is not going to go away, sir.
Not going to go away. There's the idea that people are going to get tired of it and all that sort of thing.
Anything will spark it back into life. It's got to be.
Well, it's too much of the partisan interest of others to spark it back.
And it seems to me the only way that.
Well, so let's leave what I don't think on the obstruction of justice thing. I think that
would
be an example. I don't know
why. Well,
I think you may be over the thing, but who else do you think has it?
Potential criminal liability. I think Ehrlichman knows. I think that because of this conspiracy that burglarized the Ellsberg office.
You mean that is provided conference?
Well, the funny thing, let me tell you something interesting about that. Within the file.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Yeah, the picture. That's not all that buried. And while I think we've got buried, there's no telling when it's going to pop up. The Cubans can start this whole thing. When the Irving Committee starts running down why this mysterious telephone was here at the White House, listed in the name of a secretary, some of these secretaries have a little idea about this, and they can be broken down just so fast. That's another thing I missed in the cycle, in the circle. Liddy's secretary, for example, is knowledgeable. Magruder's secretary is knowledgeable.
Sure. So early within the...
But what I'm coming here today with is I don't have a plan on how to solve it right now, but I think it's at the juncture that we should begin to think in terms of how to cut the losses, how to minimize the further growth of this thing, rather than further compound it by, you know, ultimately paying these guys forever. I think we've got to look...
But in that moment, don't you agree it'd be better to buy the thing? I mean, that's worth it.
That's worth buying time on.
Yeah,
right.
Buying time, I agree.
That the grand jury is going to reconvene next week after Sirica sentences. But that's why I think that, you know, that John and Bob have met with me. They've never met with Mitchell on this. We've never had a real down and out with everybody that has the most to lose. And the most, and it's the most danger for you to have them have criminal liability. I think Bob has a potential criminal liability, frankly. I think, in other words, a lot of these people could be indicted. They might never be convicted. But just the thought of indictment.
Suppose if they are indicted.
I think that would be devastating.
Suppose if the words of Bob and Dr. Irving were indicted. And I must say, maybe we just better then try to tell the truth. You get the point.
That's right.
If, for example, let's cut our losses, it means that we're going to go down the road, so we're going to cut our losses and no more blackmail and all the rest, and the thing blows, and the credit bottom, and the pieces, you never recover from that, John.
That's right.
It's better to fight it out. Then you see, that's the other thing. It's better is to fight it out and not let people testify and so forth and so on. Now, on the other hand, we realize that we have these weaknesses.
There are two routes. You know, one is to figure out how to cut the losses and minimize the human impact and get you up and out and away from it in any way, in a way that would never come back to haunt. That's one general alternative. The other is to go down the road, just hunker down, fight it at every corner, every turn. Don't let people testify. Cover it up is all we're really talking about. Just keep it buried and just hope that we can do it. Hope that we make good decisions at the right time. We keep our heads cool. We make the right moves.
And just take the heat.
And just take the heat.
Now, with the second line of attack, can you discuss this at all? Do you want you to still consider my scheme of everything? You recap just a very general term.
If we go that route, sir, I can give a show that, you know, we can sell, you know, we could start selling Wheaties on our position. There's no...
The problem that you have for these minefields down the road, I think the most difficult problem is the guys who are going to jail. I think you're right about that. I agree. Now, and also the fact that we're not going to be able to get punished.
Right. How long will they sit there? I don't know. We don't know what they'll be sentenced to. There's always a chance. It's 50. You know, they haven't announced yet, but it's even higher than that. It's about 50 years. All
so ridiculous.
Oh, well, you know what's so incredible is these
fellows and people bring it there and so forth and get 2 years.
What are the other
people? No weapons. No results. What are they talking about?
The individuals who are charged with shooting John Stennis are on the street. They were given, you know, one was put out on his personal recognizance rather than bond. They've got these fellows all stuck with $100,000 bonds, the same judge, Sirica. Let one guy who's charged with shooting a United States senator out on the street.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, it's phenomenal.
I thought it was a hard one.
He is just a peculiar animal. And he set the bond for one of the others. I don't have all the facts, but he set the bond for one of the others somewhere around $50,000 or $60,000. But still, that guy's in, but didn't make bond. But you know, $60,000 as opposed to $100,000 for these guys is phenomenal.
Well, you had this meeting with these fellows, since I think it's time for the essence. I think
so Mitchell isn't here. Might be worth it to have him come down. And I think that Bob and John have not wanted to talk to John about this. John Mitchell. And I don't believe they've had any conversations with him about it. Bob and I have talked about just what we're talking about this morning. So I told him I thought that you should have the facts. And he agrees. Because we got some tough calls down the road if we can. Said to Brad, he said, I know Chuck has had some mighty serious words with his friend Howard and had some mighty serious messages back. Now, you know, what the lawyer, how does he know what Feely knows? Because Feely knows virtually nothing.
That's where your danger lies, all these stupid human errors.
Secretaries and all their assistants know, and there's a lot of them, and many of them. Principals might be harder to rock if you never know in the contract, but we'll see. Where she got the problem with that already.
No. And then,
I do not think Colson should sit in this meeting. Do you agree?
No, I would agree.
Okay. How then? Who does sit and talk with Colson? Who does somebody else?
Chuck,
not too much.
I like Chuck, but I don't want Chuck to know anything that I'm doing, frankly.
All right. Well, I think that's right. I think you want to be careful not to give Chuck any more knowledge than he's already got.
That's right. Well, I wouldn't want Chuck to even know what it means, frankly.
Fortunately, Chuck is very interesting. I talked to many political officials when I talked about this very properly. Damn sure I don't know him, Michael. I'm rather surprised what he told me today. What he said, I get the impression. And of course, your analysis does not for sure indicate that Chuck knew that it was a bugging operation.
That's correct. I don't have
any other hand.
The
other side of that is that Hunt had conversations with Chuck, and it may be that Hunt told Chuck that it was bugging his orders on it.
They were very close. They talked too much about too many things. Intimate on this sort of.
Well, and Chuck, another thing, Chuck has a problem. Chuck loves him. He loves what he does, and he likes to talk about it.
He also, when he dropped it, Chuck may have gone around and talked about it and said, well, I was talking to the president. The president feels we ought to get information about this or that or the other thing and so forth.
Well, Lydia's the same way.
And I've talked to this man and the other thing. I have never talked to anybody, but I have talked to Chuck and John Moran. And I'm sure that Chuck might have talked to him along those lines.
I would. Well, anything could happen. I would doubt that, too. I don't think he would. Chuck is a name dropper in one sense, but not in any sense.
Well, that is an issue.
I think he very carefully keeps the president out of things, except when he's doing it, when he's very intentionally bringing the president in for the president's purpose.
He has the impression, well, apparently, he is, as it turns out, really is the trigger man. But maybe they are well in the trigger man, where he just called up and said, oh, here to go and get that information.
This is the call of Magruder from Colson saying, Pickle Cafe, Hunt and Lydia were in his office.
In Colson's office,
and he called Magruder and said, let's Pickle Cafe on this operation, let's get it going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is Magruder telling me this.
Of course,
Chuck also told me that Hunt and Lydia were in his office, he made a call.
Oh, okay.
So it was cooperated by the principal.
Hunt and Lydia ever told you?
No.
You ever talked to Lydia?
I talked to Lydia once right after the incident.
All right. The point is that it's now time for the Mitchell has got to sit down and know where the hell everything stands too. You see, John's concerned, as you know, about the vodka herb, which is worrying a great deal because it's this is why the Hunt problem is so serious. Because it had nothing to do with the campaign or whatever. It has to do with the Ellsberg thing. I don't know what the hell that
but what?
Why?
Well, I was just going to say,
they were the anti-Hunt. How do you keep that out? I don't know.
Well, they can't keep it out of Hunt.
Yeah, you see, you might
put it on a national security grant basis, which is
really was.
And just say that, that this is not, you know, this was.
But I think it was CIA funds. Well, sure, national security. We had to get information for national security grants.
Well, then the question is, why didn't the CIA do it, or why didn't the FBI do it?
Because
of
the
because we were checking them.
They had to be trusted.
Why? It has been proven. It was reason to question their position.
With the Bundy thing and everything coming out, the whole thing.
I think we could probably get by on that.
I think on that, I think you'd simply say this is a national security investigation that was conducted in the same way that I was doing with Kroger.
That's easy because he's convinced that he was doing it. He said there was treason about the country. It could have threatened the way the war was handled. And by God,
but I would say that it was because of the law and national security, and I was not in a position to divulge it. Anyway, that's going to go beyond the word. Yes, but I do think now there is a time now. You don't want to talk confidential, you don't want to talk an arrest. But John is right. There must be a four-way talk. You were the predictor once, and you can trust here. We've got to get a decision on it. It's not something that, you see, you got two ways. You either decide the whole goddamn thing is so full of problems or potential criminal liability, which you are concerned me, I don't give a damn about the publicity. We have rock that truth. We had to put the whole thing in and out and get a lousy story for a month, five, 10 But why do you have a lot of criminal liability? That's the thing that I'm concerned about for members of the White House staff. And I have a trust for members of the nation. And we're facing these elements.
I think it's got the most serious problem.
Yeah. Well, then we talked about yesterday. You got a question where your cutoff point is. There's a possibility of cutting the lid where you are now.
Yep.
But to accomplish that requires continued perjury, but good.
Yeah.
And it requires total control over all of the defendants. I'm afraid you're right, but we don't know that.
I think we better assume it.
Yeah, he's playing hardball, and he wouldn't play hardball. Yeah, he wouldn't play hardball unless he were pretty confident that he could cause an awful lot of grief.
Right.
Yeah.
He's playing hardball all in regard to the general. I'm sorry, man. He knows what he's got. Plus, he's playing
on money. Yeah, money and
really.
Oh, yeah. He's
$120,000. I mean, it's not easy to deliver, it's easy to get it. If that is the case, it's just that way, then the thing to do is if the thing cracks up, if for example, you say, look, we're not going to continue to try to, let's say, frankly, cut our losses. That's just one way you do it. On the assumption that by continuing to cut our losses, we're not going to win. Then in the end, we're going to be bled to death, and it's all going to come out anyway. And then you get the worst of both worlds. We're going to lose, and people are going to, and look back both, and we're going to look back and cover them. So that we can't do. Now, the other line, however, if you take that line, that we're not going to continue to cut our losses, then we have to look square in the eye as to what the hell those losses are and see which people can, so we can avoid criminal liability, right?
Sure.
And that means we've got to keep it on you, which I put the guy, he makes good, I heard the instruction, justice thing, we've got to keep it on the person, we've got to keep it on the bottom, on the chain as possible. Strong. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
as a Gooder, you can.
But that's the way you got to get it. If you remember John's theme, why was that a Gooder? He goes down and pull everybody
idea.
Yeah. I think Jeff, I don't think he wants to, and I think he even would try not to, but I don't think he's able not to.
I don't think he's strong enough to deliver it.
Well, another way to go at that, Bob, is to next time you watch this. Is to continue to try to now we can look at that course of action. First, it's going to require approximately $1 million to take care of the jackasses that are in jail. That can be arranged. But you realize that after we're gone, and so we need to balance it, they're going to crack, you know what I mean? That'll be an unseen story. Eventually, all of people are going to care that much.
That's right.
People are going to care.
So much history will pass.
That's why we're talking about it. But the second thing is we're not going to be able to deliver on any kind of a clemency. You know, Colson has gone around on this clemency thing on
track. Hunter, I'm talking in terms of being out by Christmas.
This year.
He was told by O'Brien, who was my conveyor of doom back and forth, that he'd be lucky if he were out a year from now after the early hearings were, you know, over. He said, how in the Lord's name could you be commuted that quickly? I said, well, that's my commitment from Coast.
By Christmas of this year?
Yeah.
See that? That's very believable. Because Colson, that's your fatal flaw, really, in Chuck, is he is an operator in expediency, and he will pay at the time and where he is, whatever he has to accomplish what he's there to do. And that's, I would believe that he's made that commitment, if Hunt says he has. I would believe he's capable of saying that.
Kleins has now got control of the parole board, and he said that we can pull paroles off now where we couldn't before. So.
He always tells you that. That was In the first place, that was put back to LaRue.
That's right.
Where it belonged. It wasn't all returned in a lump sum. It was put back in pieces.
That's right.
And then LaRue used it for this other purpose.
That's right.
Well, I didn't think.
And the balance was all returned to LaRue. The fund was done in the receipt for that. There was no improvement.
Self-interest over there.
And they don't hold the room not to take it at all.
That's right.
This is what you told me.
That's right, and then don't get mercy.
Well, that's what happened.
Well, it's sent back to him because we just couldn't continue piecemeal giving. You know, I have to get, every time I ask for it, I have to tell Bob I needed some or something like that. And then I would get Gordon Strawn to go up to his safe and take it out and take it over to the room. This was just a forever operation.
And it wasn't. I got to get it off.
I just threw a lot of
money. We would have been trying to get away to get that money back out of your insurance. And what this was supposed to be was loans. This was immediate cash needs that was going to be replenished. And Mitchell was arguing you can't take the $350 back until it's all replenished, isn't that right?
That's right. Well, it,
and
you know,
we had replenished it, so we just gave it all back anyway. I agree with you.
Well, first of all, I had a hell of a time proving it. That's one thing.
I just have a feeling. Well, let's now come back to the money. $1 million. Obviously, I think you said that. I mean, no money is hard, but there are ways that you describe it. But the point is, what would you do on that? Let's look at the hard.
I mean, that's been very interesting. That has been, thus far, the most difficult problem. They have been, that's why these fellows have been on and off the reservation all the way along.
So the hard place is this. You're being the present time in the house of $1 million. I'm sorry, it's all off the front.
Well,
that's the way to do it. If you want to do it clean, that's the way to do it. It's the way you can live with.
Because the problem with the blackmail, and that's the thing we kept raising with you when you said there's a money problem when we need $20,000 or $100,000 or something, was, yeah, that's what you need today. But what do you need tomorrow and next year and 5 years?
How long? Well, that was just get us through November 7th, so.
Right. And that's when we had to get through November 7th. There's no question.
They have sold these houses to all the Democrats
for a few people. But of course, you
know, these folks will inspire that.
But what is that inspire? What happened?
Our covered areas, and you and somebody did inspire
them. Well, yeah, we can put that together. That isn't, of course, quite the way it happened, but
it's the way it's going to happen.
It's going to have to happen.
Right. Come and go. So you let it go. So what happens is when they go out and and they'll start going to listen on everybody else, whatever you get down to. Mm-hmm. So that would be the clean way, right? Is that really you would even go as far as to recommend that?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think that's the cleanest way. One of the things that we all need to discuss is there some way that we can get our story before a grand jury and so that they can have really investigated the White House on this. I mean, I must be perfectly honest, I haven't really thought through that alternative. We've been so busy on the other containment situation.
I heard it, of course, great. I just don't know how you do it. What
days
I would call for it.
That would be, I would
take the leadership and sit down and do all this strip plan and so forth. I understand this, but I think I want another grand jury proceeding, and we'll have a final superior before then. Is that right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. That would make a difference. I want everybody in my house called. And that can give you a reason not to have to vote for the current weather today. It puts it in an executive session, in a sense. Right?
Well,
and there are at least some rules of evidence, aren't
there? There are rules of
evidence. You have lawyers.
You're in a hell of a lot better position than you are.
No, you can't have a lawyer before a grand jury.
Oh, no.
You can't have a lawyer before a grand jury.
Okay, but you do have rules of evidence. You can refuse to talk.
You can take the Fifth Amendment.
That's right. You can say you forgot to do.
Sure. But you can't give your very high risk in perjury situation.
And you can't say, I don't remember, I can't recall, I can't recall. And after that, I can recall.
You have the same perjury thing on the hill,
don't you?
That's right. Oh, yeah, it
is. And why are you doing it on my part? It was a hell of a lot worse to deal with.
That's right.
The grand jury thing has its
Could I suggest that there's no, let me go back around.